Hello, this is about Purple Hibiscus by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. This very touching book is not only about the 15-year-old Kambili's disintegrating family, but also about a country that is itself falling to pieces and the awakening awareness of the painfully shy adolescent girl on the brink of womanhood. The story takes place in post-colonial Nigeria, and quite at the beginning of the novel we read about unrests and finally about the military coup that takes place and the very rich family which lives in a superb house and surrounding where the purple hibiscus runs rampant over the tidy garden as the children and their mother test their freedom. The sentence makes us understand that in this family not everything is as it seems. The father, Eugene, an entrepreneur who also publishes the very critical newspaper, The Standard, and is very generous towards people in need, but does not behave at all in this way towards his own family. On the contrary, he is a tyrant who decides about everything his children and wife have to do or achieve. If they do not reach the goals he has fixed for them, he punishes them in the most cruel ways. Eugene misunderstands completely, according to me, Catholicism. It hurts me to read how hard and disrespectful he is towards his father, who sticks to his traditional beliefs. The purple hibiscus opens on Palm Sunday, that day when Jaya, Kambili's brother, dares to say that he doesn't go to communion, and his father therefore flings his heavy missile across the room and breaks the figurines on the étagère. I would almost like to say that the military coup also has a positive side, because thanks to it, Jaya and Kambili can go to their aunt Ifeoma, a university professor and widow who has to struggle in order to bring up her three children on her own. In that house, however, there is a complete different kind of atmosphere. Despite the fact that the youngsters have to peel jam or otherwise help at home, there is laughter all around. Opinions are permitted. They may sleep with their non-Catholic grandfather, and it's there that Kambili falls in love with Father Amadi, who seems to be the good soul of young and old, and who is, maybe, a little bit too good to be true. Eugene's position against the government is getting very difficult, and he is coping less and less well with the situation at home. I am not going to tell you anything about the unexpected end. You will have to read the book and find out for yourself. Thanks for reading or listening to my summary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.